You are listening to A New Can of Worms, a Star Frontiers RPG actual play podcast. This is our session zero, where we generate characters and introduce the game. Okay, well, I guess we can officially start now. Now that we're, what, an hour behind? All right.
Better late than never.
Yeah, that's right. I'm recording, and we're going to go ahead and see what happens. So this is our session zero, now that we're running a little late. Mainly we're going to generate characters, but I want to talk a little bit about the game and just the process. And obviously, we need to work on the technology bit, but I think we're getting that sorted out. So, a couple things. So I guess... Did you guys all, let's go around and introduce ourselves really quick. I think you guys probably did that while I was off the air, but yeah. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm Tom Stevens. I'm running the game, and I'm the kind of the keeper of the flame for Star Frontiers Online. I run a lot of the websites, and I run the fan magazine. So since you've already introduced yourselves to each other, I know Eric, I know Shane, I know Jaren. How about Doug? Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I live in East Providence, Rhode Island, and been gaming since the late 70s, 1979, with the original Red D&D box set. Played just about everything since then, and haven't played Star Frontiers in longer than probably most people have been alive, and I really am glad I have a chance to get back into it.
Oh, we lost somebody from World
20. We lost Ulrich and... Yep.
So, all right. So, Angel, tell us a little bit. Tell me a little bit about you.
I'm in the Bronx, New York. I've also been playing for many, many moons. I started with D&D, Advanced Set. Played that. I've played Heroes Unlimited, Shadowrun. I've had the Star Frontier boxes when they first came out. I only got to play once, though. And I've always wanted to play again. And I have been reading some of the articles in the magazines. So I'm looking forward to actually playing with somebody who's running all the boards. That's going to be fun. And that's about it. I'm looking forward to playing.
All right. And Oleg, tell me a little bit about you, because you're the other one I don't know. Is he there?
He's the silent type.
I think we lost him. As long as he's not silent with
that link. No, I think he heard us.
Now he's...
maybe he's Zolkin.
Now he's back.
Hey guys, you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yep.
We were just going to have you introduce yourself a little bit. Since I wasn't
I just had
on.
A little lightning strike, that's why.
Oh. Be careful with that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the game. First off, I wanted to ask you guys a few questions about what you thought, what you guys kind of had in mind, if anything. So one thing is... the races, character races. Does anybody want to play one of the Rim races to begin with, the Ifsnit or the Ossakar or the Huma? If not, it's not an issue. I don't have a problem running those ones, so if anybody wants to, but if we want to have them not in the game, we can do that. What do you guys think? Any preferences either way in including those races?
Doesn't matter to me. Whatever anybody want to play, it's fine with me.
Okay. No, I'm fine with the original races.
I'm the same.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Is there anything particular you guys would like to see in the game eventually going forward?
Nothing particular.
As in what?
Anything. I don't know. It's parts of the setting that are interesting to you, particular topics in general, types of adventures, games.
Well, the timeline we were discussing a little bit at the beginning. This is just before the Sathar War II, correct?
Yeah, right. Sathar. This starts. I haven't picked the exact date, but it's like 40 or 50 years after the first one. So
really? So that's about halfway. Yeah, because the second Sathar War starts at 80.
Well, that's in the Zeb's timeline. I'm not using that timeline.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not following Zeb's. Okay.
So, yeah. No, this is going to be... It's going to build up to the fighting of the second Sathar War, however long that takes in the background. So I guess the question is, do you want that... One question is, do you want that to be... how foreground do you want involvement in the events ramping up to that? Yeah, I mean, we could have adventures that have you guys directly involved in some of the things. It could just be going on in the background and maybe sometimes coincide with the things you're doing. Does anybody have a preference one way or the other? I mean, it will definitely impact adventures that you guys have, but the question is how much of it is going to be.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Any of you guys seen Saw Babylon 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, something like that. You know, small pinpricks. You know.
Okay.
That you know, build up slowly. You know, so we can. It gives our characters time to mature. You know, and
definitely.
Get the skills we need for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
The big war will be, you know, two or three seasons in.
Yeah, exactly.
I personally preferred the adventures without the Sathar when they originally came out. I thought the Alcazar, Bugs in the System, and Dark Side of the Moon were the better adventures, and they were Sathar free.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically the starting adventures will be without Sathar and then eventually build up.
Yeah.
Is that the consensus?
My introduction was...
Or they will be minimal.
Well, of course, they're behind-the-scenes manipulators.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Just like the worms they are.
Are there any topics that you guys don't want to have included in the game?
Not really. I mean, we're all adults.
Okay.
All within taste.
Yeah. Well.
Exactly. Yeah. Goes without saying.
No worries there.
You're gonna be transmitting this.
And we are transmitting it, so we want to kind of keep the language clean and topics.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to run that kind of stuff anyway, so.
PG rated.
Yep, definitely. Okay.
This is my childhood. I'm going to keep it that way.
So another kind of scoping question was scale. We could run this so that we mainly stay, we're going to start on Pale in the Terrain Star System. I figure it's a science fiction game, so we should probably be ranging over the entire frontier eventually, but we could keep it localized more if that was what people wanted. So does anybody have a preference in that area?
I'd like to see the frontier myself.
I want to travel.
Okay,
yeah,
that's kind of what I figured.
Okay. I'm not expecting for us to own a starship or anything. You know, we've
wide
passage on
right.
freighters yeah, or airlines, space liners.
Yeah, we started, you know, we're grunts. We'll start at the bottom and work our way slowly. We'll pick up tech skills and, you know, our gear and stuff like that.
Okay. Then.
But eventually, we want to go here.
Yeah, that's right. All over. And then beyond. Well, so
the advantage of being Streel employees is that they're going to pay for all the space travel.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wherever they send you. Okay.
Per diem better be pretty good.
No, it's all included. Standard shipboard rations. All right, well, so everyone except for Angel should have a character sheet. I will get him his. I just hadn't been on Roll 20 yet, so I can give it to you.
Yeah.
So where are you? There you are. So everyone should have a blank character sheet now. It should show up in your journal tab, where? Which is the third one over there on Roll 20. It just says copy a blank character. The one that looks like a newspaper.
Okay. Journal.
Yep.
Copy a blank character.
There so everyone should have edit access to the one that they have. And this is just a really simple character sheet. There is a fully functional Roll 20 character sheet, but it's for the just the standard Alpha Dawn expanded game rules. It doesn't include the skill system that we're using. So
okay.
I just made this simple one. Plus, I've played with that sheet, and it's amazing. Wade Wilson did an amazing job building it, but there's a lot of technology involved in it. And I think I think just having our character sheets here and just rolling dice and looking at the numbers, just like we were sitting at the table, will work just fine. We don't need all the technology enhancement. Mainly Roll 20 is going to be for us to me to show maps and things like that when we need to, and so we can see each other.
Tom, so, I'm sorry, where did you say the player sheet was?
It should just be in your journal tab, which is in the little chat window there on Roll 20.
On the right at the top?
Yeah, on the right at the top, there's some little tabs. It's the third one over, the one that looks like a newspaper.
Well, mine's is the second one over.
That's what mine is. Players, it's the second one.
Oh, right, because you guys don't have the art library. Right, so it's the second one over. It's the one that looks like a newspaper.
Yep.
Okay, so you should just be able to go ahead and edit that. So if you haven't used Roll 20 before, there's a little on that little toolbar on the left. There's one of the icons looks like a D20. If you click on that, that'll bring up a die roller. Or in the chat window, you can just type / roll and then the die roll you want. So I'm going to roll a D100 and it just rolled it there. And I have my dice turned on, so they rolled on the screen. And that's being slow, so I'm going to turn that off. But go ahead and... Nope, that's not what I want. Enable 3D dice. There we go. Turn that off. And so at this point, you guys can talk about what kind of character... So I guess background. You're going to be working for Streel. You should make characters that are... at least willing to work with a team. They don't necessarily have to be friends, but they shouldn't be in great conflict with one another. But beyond that, a variety of skills will be useful because you're going to be doing all kinds of different things. Overlapping skills won't be bad. I know some people have some ideas of characters they want to play already. So you guys can talk among yourselves and kind of flesh out kind of your character concepts. You can start rolling statistics. If we want, I can pull up the chart for the characteristics. I'll grab that while you guys are talking.
Yeah.
I didn't tell what it rolled.
One useful tool I might suggest is you can create channels. So if you wanted to have a one-on-one conversation with somebody, or
you're talking about in Discord, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if two or three people wanted to have a private chat amongst themselves, they could go down to that specific channel.
Yep. Like, I created a gameplay channel for text chat relative to while we're playing. And then there's the general one.
Okay.
Just like I have the general audio channel and the game audio channel. No, Jerry.
On the dice roll.
The reroll ones you used for your physical dice. That's fine.
Okay.
On the dice roller, how do you tell what the number came up with?
I
hit
shows
roll
in the,
on the D100.
It shows in the chat in the chat window. You rolled a 50.
Oh, okay.
But it just when you do it, and then now you rolled a 39.
Oh, I didn't hit again. Okay, there we go.
All right.
Hold on. I don't get it.
I had some crappy roar.
Where do you see the dice? I don't see it.
So it's in the... You mean on the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, to do that, you have to go over into the settings, and there's a option that says enable 3D dice and automatically roll 3D dice. You click on those, and that'll roll them on the table.
And when you automatically roll 3D dice.
And if you don't do automatically roll, then you've got to click and drag to throw the dice across the screen.
No, that's a okay. Order.
Yeah.
All right, so this. So I will roll. All
right, let's see.
Ah, oh, there they are. Woohoo! Five. Not complain about that. All right, so let me write that down somewhere. 95, and you said I got 50 the first time. All right. And that's two. You are.
Oh, no, I don't. All right. All right. I'll just pull up the...
Oh. Okay. Where did that... Nice, where are you? Where did that... I lost visual of my last roll. Does anybody see it?
In the chat window, you can always scroll back up. A 4. That was a great to hit roll. So a 39, a 72, a 50, and a 4 is what you rolled.
Wait, a what?
But when you convert it, that'd still be a 30.
Yeah, the 4 becomes a 30.
So wait, what did I roll?
It's got bell.
I don't even know where to see that.
Okay, so in the chat window,
okay,
it should be showing you the results of your rolls. So there you rolled oh, sorry, it wasn't you. You rolled a 95 that was...
Yeah, I got a 95, a 50, a 46.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the last one is.
A deuce.
Oh, there they are. Okay. Okay, so 10.
All right, I thought I had a graphic of that table, but I don't. So I will just grab the rule book, which is just sitting right here by my desk, and I'll just tell you the numbers.
All right.
I wonder if I could do this. Pull it out of digitally remastered, copy paste.
You just have to put it up somewhere where you can. I can drop them onto the screen here. I can definitely. I just didn't think to prep that in advance.
Oh, you know what? Watch this. I'll snip it and I'll put it in.
Oh yeah,
like I was posting pictures the other day.
Yep, you can post it in Discord.
Let me do that real quick. Where's snipping tool in accessories?
Toy. 95, 46, 22.
I'm going to do it that way.
Okay, 95, 46.
There we go. Alrighty. There's the table in not Audacity, whatever.
Discord.
Yeah, in the general. Yep. So there's how you convert your die rolls into your ability scores.
Okay.
And one thing, do you guys want to be able to see everyone else's character sheets, or do you want to keep them private to yourself? Because right now you can see yours and yours only, and I can see everybody.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't have a preference.
Don't care.
Alrighty. I got my abilities all put together just out of those four. We can rearrange them how we want.
You can
rearrange
them how you want. You might as well snip out the racial mod. Is anybody going to play one of the non-original four races?
I want to be a Brusk.
Okay.
Who wants to be a Brusk?
That was Angel.
Alrighty. So.
I'll be a Yuzuru. Okay. I'm basically going to try to recreate the character that I didn't get to play in Wade's game.
Yep. Yeah, that's fine. And I think, Eric, you said you wanted to be a Drowsite.
Of course.
Yeah, I know. Is there any doubt?
Alrighty.
What are the stats of the attributes for the races?
You want the modifier table?
Yes, please.
I'll post that one now.
Thank you.
Well, the human gets to put a +5 on to any one of the attributes.
Yeah, one of the eight.
Not a pair.
Not a pair. Yeah. Yep.
Drolocyte to +5 for the strength and a minus, or strength and stamina, -5 for dexterity and reaction speed.
That's correct.
No. -5 at top point intelligence.
Eric's going to post the table here in Discord in just a second.
Here it comes in blue because I selected it first in the PDF. Anyways.
Oh, so this is wrong.
Yeah, I am so spoiled with two screens at work. I need to do something about that here.
I've got two screens here at the house. Because this is where I work. Although I'm seriously considering buying me about a 44-inch 4K screen. And just putting it here and doubling my screen space.
All that NASA money.
Yeah, I wish. No, it's actually money from the patches and the solar eclipse glasses. And
that's right. You bought a bunch of solar eclipse glasses and sold them off.
4,500 of them.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
People were paying like $10 a pair for them.
Oh, I know, right before? I could have made a killing.
I had a pair that I had made for watching the Venus transit with old gas welding goggles with number 28 welding welder's glass in them. And so I let my son have those. They were perfect. So you could sit and look at the sun all day and those, nothing will happen.
Yep.
It was definitely worth seeing, though.
I'm waiting for the one to come down to Texas.
Well, I'm going to come down there when that happens.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
go. All righty.
I'm going to pull up. I think Tom's wife is trying to get him to go down to South America for one of them, or the South Pacific, at least.
Actually, I'm trying to get her to go. But after this last one, she's like, okay, I could go do more of these. I guess I'm not going to see these till you save your edits. So.
Okay, reaction speed by 10.
As an astronomer, can she write off the entire trip as a business expense?
Only if she can get someone to pay for it.
Oh, wait.
Wow, there's a significant.
The punching
lag.
Score is strength divided by 10, rounded up.
Divided by 20.
Divided by 20, rounded up.
Yeah, it's
rounded down.
Rounded, yeah, it's rounded down.
Rounded down?
Yep.
So a 55 would become a 2.
Yep.
Okay, XP, none. Credits, none.
Is it rounded down or is it rounded up? Let me check.
Actually, yeah. I think it's rounded up.
They round up.
Yeah, it's rounded up. Otherwise, you couldn't get a 5 very easy. So, yeah, 55 is a punchy score of 3.
Okay, because they never stuck it on the same page as the rest of creation. You had to go into combat to find it.
Yep. So, well, that's another thing. This will be somewhat of a playtest campaign. I may tweak rules and change them because I sort of am working on a revision of the rules.
So am I.
Yeah, everybody seems to.
That's what we do. Okay, I've saved my stats. Oh, I need a racial ability.
Lie detection, 5%.
Yeah.
Eric is light blue.
Do you say the humans get a +5 in one?
Yeah, in any one ability. And then you can also shift 10 points between abilities within a pair as well.
From once, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. All races get to do that, right?
No, only humans.
Yes.
Yeah. Only humans get
to. Oh, the shifting the all shift. Races get to do, yes.
Yeah.
And but you can shift them between.
Like it's you can shift from strength to stamina or vice versa, but not strength to dex. You can shift within a
up to a maximum of 10 digits.
10, yes. So you can have a delta of up to 20.
Spread of points is going to be 0. Punch strength is.
I need to look at some skills here.
How many points do we get per skills?
So what we're going to do is we're going to you're going to pick. We're using the Skilled Frontier skill system. So you pick a primary skill area from one of the 9 skill areas as your primary skill area, and then you pick 2 secondary skill areas that kind of define whatever you want your character concept to be. And then you get 1 skill from your primary, 1 from your primary or secondary skill areas, and then 1 from any of the skill sets. And the difference is that your primary skill to increase that is 3 XP times the level you're trying to get is how much you need to spend to increment your level. So 3 for a new level 1, 6 for a level 2, 9 more to get level 3, etc. In your secondary skill areas, it's 4. So it's 4 for a new level 1, 8 for level 2, 12 more for level 3. And then in the, all the others, the tertiary skill areas, it's 8 points times the level to increase.
Which issue of Star Frontiers Minimum is that in?
I'm actually going to...
9.
It's in 9. No, it's in 6. No, 9. It is in 9.
It's in 9.
It's in 9, but I'm going to pull up the wiki page and post it. Jace can just go to it electronically.
You allow primary?
Oh, Tom, forgive me the question.
Yeah, go for it.
For example, we picked the primary skill as just the military PSA.
Right. And then you automate.
It would be one of those.
Yeah, then you pick one of your skills from that.
And 2 from
2 secondary skill areas.
Or linguist or...
Yeah. And then you can pick whichever.
And I see. We pick 2 secondary.
Yeah, you pick 2 secondary areas. Right. And then 1 skill that comes from either your primary. And you can pick another primary skill if you want. Or a secondary skill. So here is a link to that on the wiki that I have. If you don't have it handy, you can just go right there. I'm pulling it up on the screen here for people watching along on Twitch.
So as far as skills go, they go half of your ability roll.
It's going to be half your ability that applies right. plus 10 times your skill level.
Right.
Correct.
Which ability applies to demolitions? How do
It depends on what you're trying to do. But usually that one will probably, like setting charges might be dexterity. If you're trying to make a shape charge to do something, it might be int or logic. Sorry, it's logic in Star Frontiers. Int is intuition.
Right. I always make that mistake. Yeah. Okay.
So for demolitions, it's probably going to be logic a lot for just building the charges and figuring out where to place them. If you're trying to, you know, throw the charge and have it blow up, that'd obviously be dex. But it'll be situational at which ability score applies. But primarily for setting and diffusing charges, diffusing will probably be dex, although it could be logic. And then I have a slight variation. I posted this in the information about the game on this. I added a couple more skills, although I don't know that they're going to really apply for this game.
All right, now, from what you posted on the email, I want to cite. You're supposed to pick one primary and two secondaries, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then you get a total of three skills.
And then you're going to get three skills, yeah. Okay. One has to be from your primary.
Right.
The second one has to be from your primary or secondary, and the third one can be from anywhere. Skills. So yeah, I've added a space sciences skill in the scientist PSA that covers astronomy, physics, and other space sciences, but not engineering. They should really all be separate, but we're not going to do that. I've added a spacecraft engineering skill in the tech PSA that's not on that wiki page that I posted. And then I'm having a xenotechnology skill that allows you to overcome the negative 20 modifier for using alien technology. That one's probably not needed right now because your guys are in the frontier using frontier technology. And then there's an architecture skill. And those are on the wiki page for the game, which I will post here down in the house rules section.
Okay.
And on your character sheet, you should edit the title there at the top to put your name on it.
Yep.
I gotta put my name on the sheet, don't I?
Helps.
Am I putting for name my name or my?
You either one, but your character name really is what should go there.
Okay.
And then for equipment. You start with either a toolkit or a weapon relevant to your primary skill area. And then somewhere I said how much money you get. Oh yeah, a standard equipment pack and D100 plus 50 credits. Plus you'll have a Strill uniform that is a civilian skin suit. Looks like we've got one Brusk, one Yuzarian, a Drowsite, and two humans so far.
Sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Jaren, new is only a matter of time.
A Drowsite.
Okay, so that's the second Drowsite.
Kidoki. Have a skills. That's okay. Says
right. So I'm looking to be a tech. So I'm going to have a tech kit, the civilian skin suit, and the standard equipment pack.
Right, plus a D100 plus 50 credits.
Okay.
That you can buy any other equipment from the kit.
Okay, I was thinking tech as well. What areas are you going to be using? Some overlap.
I was going more for like vehicle tech, and also a pilot.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it 50 credits or D100 plus 250 credits?
It's D100 plus 50 is what we're doing.
Okay, that's what we're doing. Okay.
Because you're getting the standard equipment pack, and you're getting a kit or a weapon, and you're getting a skin suit.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So was there somebody else that wanted to be the pilot and the tech?
Fuel system.
No. Oh, okay. I'm easily adaptable.
Okay.
I don't think you want me piloting. My skills are not that good. So, you know.
Where do the die roll? All right, I want to save you.
It's Rennie.
Alrighty. Tom, say again how we were doing skills. Were we doing any of the options in the Skilled Frontiers?
We're not that I know of.
Where was it? There was... Because he has easier gameplay, secondary PSA, and experience costs. Playing with that.
Oh, no. We're just going to do just the standard ones, I think.
Okay. And so...
I know you've said this twice. D100 plus 50?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the money. Optional school linear skills.
Yeah, we're not going to do either of those optional rule ones.
Okay.
One of these days I'll finish this wiki and get all of these articles up. My infinite spare time.
So I said you should force other people to do it.
Yeah, I had this grand idea of having all the articles online when we started the Frontier Explorer the first few are, and I would get them all up, but just hasn't happened.
Okay, so
does the standard equipment pack weigh?
I never figured that out. It's not a lot.
1 kilogram.
Yeah, it's clothes, cards, a flashlight, or a pocket tool, first aid pack.
A doze grenade, first aid pack.
A doze grenade. Yep.
Coveralls.
Yep. Those are replaced by your Streel company uniform.
Because everybody in the future is going to wear, you know, coveralls.
They all look like coveralls.
No, that's not the kind of coveralls I was imagining.
Yeah.
Those are overalls.
Yeah, I know.
Those are overalls, yeah. Well, you got to remember, everyone was wearing those zip-up things in the early
that's
80s.
Right. That's right.
You know, that was the future.
Yep. And parachute pants.
I used to watch Buck Rogers. I know the future.
Yeah, I was thinking of playing my Yuzurian like the Hawkman.
Let's see.
All right.
A sad reference that you won't get anymore.
His pilot linguist.
Yeah.
Well, he sort of makes an appearance in Rick and Morty.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What equipment do I want to buy?
Military with cat.
So we have one scout, survival, environmental, and beam weapons, tech pilot with technician, pilot ground, and pilot space. So don't give him an air car.
Not quite yet.
Nobody else has picked skills yet, it doesn't look like.
No, I'm not that far yet. So I'm working on primary, I'm going to be military because the guy likes things that go boom.
The great thing about a Drolocyte in the party is you can always outrun him. He's the one that gets attacked first.
No. You roll. When it's downhill, then we win.
Exactly.
All right. It looks like Jaren, yours is a military guy as well. Gyrojet, beam, and stealth. Cool. Somebody want to be a medic?
Yeah.
I feel it would be nice.
I was thinking about scientists as a secondary PSA. So maybe that'll work. The question is, do I want agent or do I want scout as my secondary PSAs? Stealth, persuasion, detective. Aren't we like a troubleshooting team figuring out what's going wrong?
You are.
Scientist. Okay, but so secondaries are going to be scientist and agent. And skilled frontier, one becomes secondary and the other is tertiary?
No, they're both secondary. Tertiary is everything else.
Okay, right. Got it. Alrighty, yeah, so let's put scientist and agent.
So basically you'll be able to advance skills in your primary and secondaries fairly quickly. Things in the tertiary are much more difficult.
Alrighty, so we get 3 skills. So demolitions, which I still don't get what he really needs demolitions for, but he likes things to go
boom. Going boom.
Yeah. And he's a Drolocyte, so there could be other things that go boom. So we will put in there, where's that? We'll put medic because we need it.
Oh, so you're gonna be the medic?
Well, you know, he's a Drolocyte. He blows limbs off every now and then.
Makes sense. Okay.
Which is a big question. We've never debated. Can a Drolocyte pick up a piece of himself, stick it back on, and it would heal back?
I don't know. We've never debated that.
You could find out.
I mean,
I guess you could kind of, I guess, absorb it.
So, well, It goes back into what is the muscular structure.
Yeah,
and if they can change shape, then they probably can rearrange all the muscle cells.
Yep, probably.
So I'm thinking they could reattach a severed limb if you just held it in place long enough.
For a while. Yeah, probably. That makes sense.
See, I had a different take on it. I back in the day, I kept thinking, okay, the Dralocyte skin is tough and feels like elephant skin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, it's really tough and resilient, but you poke a hole in it and it's like a beanbag chair. Everything just spills out. So I had edgy weapons do extra damage, and to offset that, I kind of gave them a break on beam weapons that didn't quite do as much damage.
Sounds like a
good they are super strong point. Though. They're that's where they get their bonus. So
they get the bonus of strength. Yeah.
I've always thought of them as a thick layer of skin, and then pretty much jelly on the inside. Alrighty. So I'll save this so you can see it and then edit it again.
Okay.
So that gives me my abilities and skills. Now I'll start adding in stuff.
Stuff.
That's what stuff is made for.
Yep.
And I'm poor. Crap.
So I don't remember how do if you don't have a skill, how does the untrained thing work? Like if I'm not skilled in military and I have a beam weapon.
So in the we will play it. It's just half your ability score. It's like having a skill of zero. There's no negative.
Okay.
Although I will rule if you don't have a medic skill, you don't get to do surgery. So
you get to do first aid. I apply pressure.
You get to do first aid. I got a stapler. Yeah. So if it's something you could reasonably do, or at least attempt, then you basically get half your skill, half your ability score. It's like having a skill of zero. Is how we're gonna play it.
Okay. Uh-oh. So we're not doing any. I'm guessing none of us are doing bonus starting experience points.
Well, we're gonna. I've got some people have pictures already. We'll basically award.
I got a job once.
Yeah, we'll basically award the bonus XP at the beginning of the next session, and you can apply it immediately. So that gives you the week to. Okay. Come up with a background, write it up, and a background write-up, drawing or picture, NPC contact on Pale. This could be a family member, significant other, professional contact, whatever. Connection to one or more of the other characters in the group. Once you guys all have your characters, you guys can talk among yourselves here or offline in the Discord channel. And come up with connections there if you want to do that. And then the last bonus one I'm giving out is for a description of your character's goals, dreams, aspirations. What do you want to do with your life? What you hope to achieve? Just kind of things. And these are all things that will allow me to put story hooks into the game to bring those out and make them part of the part of the game to interact with your character. Isn't the main reason for those. So, but yeah, you'll have till next week to flesh all of those out.
And yeah, because I'm wondering if I just do all the purchasing of equipment and everything while I'm doing all that stuff.
Yeah, you can do that too. Next week.
Because, yeah, I have to remind myself what does demolitions get as an equipment, standard equipment type, toolkit.
I would give you, because there actually isn't one, a kilogram of T19 and 20 triggers, variable timers.
Okay. I think there was a dude in, what is that?
I think there was one of the archetypes was a demolitionist in one of the magazines.
I remember that, actually.
I do remember that too.
Oh, I'm thinking about the dude in Disney movie. Always sitting there playing around with his bombs.
From Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, from the Atlantis movie?
Yeah, the Disney Atlantis one. That he thought like that priest.
He's the Italian-like dude or whatever. Yeah. Wants to own a flower shop.
Yep, yeah.
See, is that a Bon Voyage?
That's another good one. It's just stupid. They like to make bomb guys French. Why is that? French or Italian?
Weird. Probably something.
What are they famous for blowing up? I don't think of anything.
Yeah.
Nazis.
It was the British that tried to blow up their own parliament. They celebrate it to this day. Yeah.
Which I still understand.
All righty. So I've got a Drellazite here that is demolitions. Primary, and then secondary, he's got medic and detective. So he's military scientist agent.
Okay.
All right. And I believe done.
And
I got 24 bucks left over. No creds. Woohoo.
Okay.
Oof. I've got a draw site that is military agent and scout, the gyrojet beam and stealth skills.
I'm just a tech and the pilot. I'm baby driver. If nobody saw it.
Yeah, and if it goes like lots of games go, we go from Streel employees to Streel on wanted list. The getaway car driver.
Drive away.
This is shaping up like last game, Tom. I to hit with the electro stunner is 33.
Yeah. Don't remind me.
Yeah, that was not good.
Okay, so did you say they were providing Creel was providing weapons or something? Because
you get a weapon and a tech kit for your skill. So in your case, probably you get the kilogram of T19 and a med kit.
Okay, I'll get a med kit then. Alrighty.
Yeah, one of those two.
Well, I better go find something that I can purchase.
That's what I did.
Everybody else is shooting somebody. I'm not going, let's see, do I throw? Oh, no! Grenades, they're cheap.
Yeah.
You have a dose grenade.
Yeah, you have a dose grenade from your standard equipment pack.
Oh, yes, but I can get more. And like we were discussing on SF.US recently, Tangler grenades and Drellazites could be a good party game.
Yeah.
Where does one end and the other begin?
Alrighty.
So I'm assuming they wouldn't give me.
Wouldn't give you what?
A weapon.
Let's see. Yours. No, you would have a tech kit.
Okay. So I bought. I need a knife, something. So I bought knife, brass knuckles, and stun grenades. All right. something.
So you get a tech kit or a weapon?
Yeah, that's one, case, one or the other.
I need a tech kit. I'm not going to be much of a tech without it.
Crap. We're going to have to steal some weapons.
Barrow.
Mr. Body doesn't need it anymore. When we find Mr. Body, take the candlestick and... okay.
Well, knife it is.
Yeah. They're nice and cheap, and they're pointy.
Yep. Sadly, I have even less skill with a knife.
Yeah, but a knife gives you a plus 5 bonus.
Gives you plus 5 and half your dex.
And I still have less skill. Yeah.
Alrighty.
That's why the drawless sight's there.
So if he can't stab it, he blows it up.
You have a couple military people, so, you know, their job is to protect all of you tech people.
There you go. Give their lives.
How can those grenades sound boring? I think we're going to... Fragmentation, that's fun. Incendiary sounds really fun. Poison sounds boring, too.
So, Doug, what skills are you picking for your...
Think I'm going full agent. So I got stealth, persuasion, and thievery.
Okay.
Computer
or robotics people?
I was gonna go robotics, but
I'm gonna go robotics.
And Zulky, you don't have... What are your skills? Your character's holding... Your picture's holding a gun.
Yeah, eventually I'll get one. Right now, I'm still picking up equipment. Primarily is military.
Okay.
I got projectiles and thrown weapons, and my secondary is make tools and weapons. Biosocial.
Okay.
Never know.
Alrighty, Tom. Grenades are listed as no weight, but eventually you get enough of them, they have
right.
weight. So what do you
mean? I use 10 per kilogram.
10 per kilogram. Okay.
No, 5. Sorry, grenades are 5. It's the power clips that are 10 per kilogram. So 5 grenades
five
equals
per
a kilogram.
Kilogram.
Yeah, about 8 ounces each.
Alrighty.
Hey, Tom, when you get your rules that you want figured out, if you could send me a copy of the text on that. I've been working on some layout, a better, more visually pleasing layout for the rules. So.
Okay.
So that is always my problem with the rules. It was always hard to find things.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's part of why Bill did the remastered versions, to try to organize them a little better.
Yeah.
Which I've never actually
then I
read.
Can't find anything in remastered.
I know, I've never actually read them. Because I had so I'm so used to the regular ones that I know where everything is now, for the most part.
Yeah.
So.
Alrighty. So.
I guess we have time to talk about character connections.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Did you...
So, my character is ended up through a series of unfortunate events, ended up being part of a crew of privateers who preyed on smugglers. However, they were caught and imprisoned, and because she was still a minor, she was given a lighter sentence. And when she was released, she was returned to Pale, which is where she was born and raised for the first part of her life. And then she had these skills that she learned. And went to work with the Streel Corporation.
Okay.
And which race was she done?
Oh, she's an agent.
No, the race.
Oh, she's Drellicide human.
Oh, human.
Well, I'm basing my character after the little kid found in the sample adventure, the little Yuzarian kid. You know what I'm talking about, Steve? In the sample adventure, they have the kid that's found in the crash spaceship.
Yes, yes.
Rinny.
So I was going to have him being an orphan raised on New Pale, which is an agricultural colony, and he hates farming, and he hates the Manicon route that they farm there. And even it's a pan-galactic run enterprise, and he did anything he could to get out of there. So he joined Streel. And then I thought I would base him on, I don't know if you've ever read anything on the Lewis and Clark expeditions. One of the weird things that they did was whenever they found a new animal, they tried to barbecue it and see if it was edible because they wanted to bring back, you know, it could be tasty. You know, you have to find these things out. So that was going to be the basis of my character. He's constantly looking at, well, can we eat that?
That's awesome.
As long as it's not a blue plant, he's fine.
Must have meat.
Yeah. That's the basis of my guy.
I like it.
That sounds good. Well, okay. I guess I'll go into my origin.
Okay.
My origin was my father worked for Streel for years. I wrote this down. He was an accountant, and he was training me to become an accountant, which was why one of my secondaries is a scholar. But I cannot handle numbers. Didn't like it, hated it. I would sneak off to go with my older brother, who was a delivery man. He was a driver for the supply truck for Streel. When he was out on the roads, when I went down there, trucks, saying help and work on the vehicles, back for it. So I ended up joining the motor pool. Father was disappointed, but pleased when he saw that I was successful. After a couple of years, my brother decided that he'd break from Steel and start a new delivery company on Pale. So it was a starting colony, so he was helping drive one thing from another. And he's the one that told me that ground vehicles are the way to feel the earth beneath your wheels is the way to go. So he moved to Pale, started a company, a loan that he got from Steel, thanks to Dad. And eventually I plan on, after getting a little years underneath my belt, I'm the youngest one, so my leadership is lowest. I plan on going to work with him, joining the company, and be the head mechanic for his company. But that's my goals. That's my family member in Pale, and that's my art.
Yeah, excellent.
Okay, so Dolmutan, Motan, Mutan, right? Sounds good too. But anyways, after he budded from his parent, he walked about for a while, just kind of enjoying life, until he decided to, got ushered in by other Dralazites that he needed to get educated. So he picked a stoa that was a little scientific in its what they did, and he took to blowing things up in class, fooling around like that, playing around on the streets, doing pranks, things like that. And then as he got older and they said, hey, you need to start paying your own way, he looked around and, you know, decided he wanted to do something where he could blow things up a little bit more. But because he liked to go out and prank people on the streets and do things like that, he developed a little bit of interest in detective type stuff as well on the side. So he's always wondering what people are doing, why they're doing it. That's how he ends up the secondary skill doing that. But he joins Thrill so that he can fund his desire to blow things up.
When Aang releases all seven of his chakras, how, like, children, it's an actual thing, like, all seven chakras and how to release them.
It's actually real. And it's just cool.
It's just cool.
I'll have to share it. I'll share it with you.
After I'm done with this. Yeah. You're still awake. You work tomorrow morning?
Yeah. Got some side conversations going there.
Sorry.
It's okay. You can just mute yourself when that happens.
Yeah,
that's okay.
How do you do that?
You just down at the very bottom in Discord, there's a little microphone. You just click on it. And it makes you go quiet.
Okay.
It's okay. That's why we do this.
Hey, Tom?
All the details. Yeah.
There's one thing I wanted to ask you about.
Okay, fire.
The one article about the Yazarian weapon, the Zamra.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if I could have an old rusted Zamra, which is like the only thing I've got left from the
parents.
Sure,
yes.
It's in bad shape. Didn't even know how to use it. All right. That was my question.
Okay. So my personality score is 30. He's not exactly the liveliest guy to be around, even though he likes to play pranks. They don't work out too well. Some people don't laugh at him, which is kind of hard for a Dralazite. But hence the nickname Dol on the front of his name. Motan's his actual Dralazite name.
My guy's got just as bad a personality.
You guys are all bunch of gruff people. The highest personality score is Jill's at 45. And then Jaren's Dralocyte has a 40, and everybody else is 35 or less.
So we do what we're told.
That's right.
I think my highest score is like a 50, though. So.
It's not like I put my 55 in my strength and stamina, because that's where you need it. First of all, I'm going to do a lot of punting, angling.
I plan on talking my way out of most things. Actually, I should probably change. No, I'll leave it as is.
Yeah, you can tweak them if you want.
How do we add more rows or whatever to the equipment part of the...
There's a option at the top.
What is this?
Go to edit. If you click into the table...
Mm-hmm.
There is one of the little buttons in the editing window is a grid. It's kind of in the middle. It says table. If you click on that, you can add rows. It's one of the options.
Got it.
Okay. So. All right. So just a little background. I say, who hasn't talked about their character yet? We've got.
I haven't.
Yeah.
To build it up.
Okay. And then Jaren.
Yeah, my character.
What race is going for Jaren?
What was that?
What race was Jaren going for?
Drellocyte.
Okay.
Got a Drellocyte. So we have a Drellocyte, two Drellocytes, a Vrusk, a Zerion, and three humans.
Alrighty.
So for this game, a little history on Impale. In the first Sathar War, they basically kinetic bombed everything on the planet except for Point True, the capital. So where all the old cities were that existed before the Sathar invasion, there are craters. And Point True was occupied for a while until the forces, the Sathar fleets were destroyed. Then ground forces came in and engaged with the Sathar. Most of the Sathar were killed. Some, nobody knows what happened to them, so they may still be on the planet. It's been 40 or 50 years now since that happened. And hold on just a second. I've got a little one. What? Okay, I'll have to do it in a little bit. I can't do it right now either. They also, as part of the invasion, seeded the area around Point True with some of their attack monsters. There were Slithers, there were Quick Deaths, there were Cyber Dragons used in the assault and the control of the city. And while there has been a concerted effort to eliminate those, they are still encountered occasionally on the planet. In fact, there's the government offers a bounty. If you catch and kill any of those, any Sathar creature, they pay you for it. So... is there anything else background-wise that would be relevant for Pale? So the city has rebounded. I mean, the planet has rebounded. It's basically back to the population it had before the original Sathar invasion.
I have to trade those off.
And
the only people that need them are the Azirians.
And there are.
Draws.
We only see in black and white.
Yeah. Anyways, where was I when I muted to deal with my son?
Craters.
Oh, craters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly everything was craters.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that and some Sathar might be on the.
Right. So as part of the attack, they seeded the planet with their attack creatures. They dropped off Slithers and Cybo and Quick Deaths in the area around Point True, just like dropped off just out in the wild and let them run loose. They used Cybo Dragons in their assault. Most of the Cybo Dragons are gone. But some of those creatures are still around. There's a concerted effort by the government to eliminate them, but they are breeding naturally in the environment, and so you can occasionally encounter them out in the wild, and the government actually offers a bounty on any Sathar creature that is killed. So, and of course they
What do they want as proof?
What?
What do they want as proof? Do we bring in heads or tails or?
Yes.
Teeth.
Parts.
That's what they do down here with the wild boar.
It doesn't have to be anything big, just something that can, you know, is obviously from that creature. And of course they, you know, they tell people that, you know, don't try to take these on yourselves unless you're trained, report them. And, so it is possible to run into a few Sathar, bio creatures on the planet. Beyond that, the most of the population of the planet was killed in the war, from the initial bombing. Point True was captured and occupied, and there were people killed in the fighting there, and then a deportation project that the Sathar were engaged in, but didn't last very long. But since that time, the population has basically recovered through immigration to Pale and rebuilding. And Streel has been very much involved. Before the war, it was known as Streel Mining with an E on the end of Streel. It was the Streel Mining Corporation. And during the occupation is when Hilo Hedro, who's the current CEO of Streel, basically took over the country, the company. He worked in the city to help. He was a kind of a middle manager during that time, but he used his what he did have to help the citizenship under the occupation, and since has done a lot to help to rebuild Pale and the system. So Streel is looked on very favorably in the Terrain Star system. A lot of the hard line tactics that Streel uses in the rest of the frontier isn't actually that visible on Pale. They do a lot of charitable contributions. They do a lot of public works, and while it's, they probably have their fingers all through the government. Most of the things they implement actually foster innovation on the planet because they're trying to rebuild the system. So that's some of the background for my campaign on Streel and on Pale in particular. Do you guys have any other questions?
Yeah.
Okay, fire. Let's get those answered.
No, why?
Go first.
All right. Shane. Go.
Angel, go.
All right. Since in my origin, I said my brother's doing deliveries in Pale.
Uh huh.
Would he have like a heads up on sightings of where some of these monsters might be?
He might. If he's driving, he might, because when they show up, you know, people hear about them. There are people that's what they do, is they travel around hunting the monsters. They go collecting the bounties. They don't make a big deal. It's not like an announce. It's not like a column in the paper that says sighted here. Although if they are sighted near population centers, people are warned just for safety reasons. There's a chance he could know if there are things around,
okay,
in places, definitely.
I was going to ask about Lako's War. What's the situation on that? Is that now, or is that
is
happened already?
I would say it's in its later stages at this point. It's kind of wrapping up at this point in the campaign.
Because that's just the next system over. So
that is just the next system over.
I was curious about that.
And I will say that the original Crash and Volturnus adventures have not occurred yet.
Okay.
So the star route to Volturnus is known, but no one's been sent. Hold on just a second. What? Can you have what?
Okay.
Talk loud, I can't hear you. They can't hear you either, so you can just talk normal. A marshmallow?
Yeah.
I don't have any marshmallows. Well, I don't have any. So, this is who I'm talking to. Wait, hold on. This is who I'm talking to. It's my 3-year-old. Say hi, Ben.
Hi.
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 It's your dad's cousins again.
Yeah. Yeah. That was funny. When we were testing out the other day, he goes, are they your cousins? No. So, yeah, so the Volturnus events actually haven't happened yet. You won't be going on those adventures. But they're kind of in the current. They're in the planning at this point. Because in my campaigns, the Sathar attack in Volturnus is kind of one of the triggering events of the Second Sathar War.
Makes sense.
Uh-huh. You can't talk, buddy. You have to be quiet.
Now, does Strill assign us as a group, or do we?
Yeah,
know
you
each
were.
Other
so you were. Like, you oh. were hired by Strill and assembled as a team.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why you have to pick people that are willing to work together, because they wouldn't have put you on the team. Hi, Ben. You just want to be on the camera, don't you? Yeah, you think that's silly. This is Ben. He does not like to go to sleep at night. He's my youngest. I have 7 kids. So my oldest...
I still don't understand how you do that.
My oldest three are in college. So my oldest daughter's living here at home, going to school at BYU, where my wife's an astronomy professor. And my 2 boys that are twins, they're in their freshman year up at the University of Utah, a little further north. And then I have a 13-year-old, and yeah, I knew you'd like that, Jaren. I have a 13-year-old son and a... 11-year-old daughter, she just turned 11 on the 19th, so on Tuesday, and then Caden, who's 6, and Ben here, who's 3. Yeah. Yeah, you're 3, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. I'll be back in just a second. You?
It's what keeps us young.
That's right.
It's what got me
and makes us
start
feel
losing my hair.
Yourself, I lost
if
all
you
my
don't lose it, it turns gray.
Be one of us soon.
I don't think I'm ever going to lose it, but it'll get plenty gray. It doesn't look so gray here, but in real life, it's salt and pepper.
I'd go for salt and pepper. I wouldn't care at this point.
Hey, guys. I'm getting a fluctuation here in power.
My pants stinky.
There's a lightning in the area. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to shut this down.
No, Ben.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty.
It's been cool talking to you guys and hearing you guys talk. I guess I'll finish the character sheet.
Yeah, save often if you're gonna lose power. Unless you're on, well, because it's cloud based, yeah, you'll lose it. So save often.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you.
All right. Now your diaper's changed. Go get back in bed, please.
All right. There he went. Alrighty.
So the next thing we're meeting up is October 13th. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
Well,
Yes, 13th and then the 27th.
Yep.
Yeah, from then on, it's every other week.
Yeah, and we won't We won't meet Thanksgiving week because that's a fourth Friday. And I think Christmas is going to be very close to a fourth Friday, so we won't be meeting that week either. So we'll go monthly through October and December.
Let's see. 8 o'clock. Let me see something here. Mr. Google, teach me things. 8 o'clock. Mountain versus Hong Kong time.
He in Hong Kong?
He will be. Is it the 13th that you'll be in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we won't meet the 24th of November because that's the day after Thanksgiving. And we won't meet the 22nd of December because that's right before Christmas.
So that's a 10 a.m. on Saturday. Okay, I'm supposed to be at the trade show by then.
Oh yeah, that was something. That was something we should probably talk about. How do we want to handle this exact situation, the characters when the player's not there? Do we want to just have them not? I mean, if we're starting out, we and could potentially have them just not there and have them catch up later. If you're in the middle of an adventure, we could just have I could just run them, or we could have one of the other players run them, or we can just have them kind of be non-existent. How do you guys want to handle that?
I have.
Do you have a preference? Does anybody have a preference? I guess is really.
I'm okay with somebody playing my character. Just keep notes of what's going on and put it in an email.
No, we'll make that way I can continue. The recording.
True. What's gonna... Didn't think of that. I mean, because there's a slight possibility. Let's see. I can run this. What do we call this? Not Audacity, but
Discord.
It doesn't that isn't there a
there's a phone app cell phone for it. App? Yep. That's how I was communicating with you when my computer was down. I was typing on my phone.
Let's see. Because my corporate phone will be on. So I could probably question is can I get it out of the App Store for iPhone?
Yes.
There's an off chance that what I could do is put some, you know, earphones in and then just participate as I'm wandering around the show.
That's going to be hard on you, though, because you're busy.
Well.
Well, the first, that'll be. You'll
participate on a low level.
Yeah. Now this is, there's not a high percentage of chance of success at doing this.
Right.
So, but I mean, I try to get in. That's why I was wondering. Well, dang, you know, if it turned out to be at 6 a.m. or something like that, I'd be like, yep, hop up in the hotel and jump in, you know.
Yeah.
But by 10 a.m., I bet my hotel's in Kowloon and the. I've got to cross the bay to get to the convention center. So I'll either be just showing up at the place or still trying to get there.
You want to run in?
Well, probably the easiest way to do it, Tom would make the major calls, but you guys would suggest things or, you know, hey, where's this guy? Wouldn't he do that? And that might be the easiest way to do it.
That probably might be
good. So I'll get a good description of him so you've written up so that you guys will know kind of how he acts.
Yeah. Well, and it's just the, it shouldn't be too bad. We'll see how far we get. Like I say, I have the first adventure ready to go, and then we'll see where that takes us, and what you guys want to do beyond that. So
now we're going to investigate a dead body, right?
You will be going to investigate. Yeah. So if Zulki hadn't left, we could actually do the pre-mission briefing right now, but kind of want to save that for him too. But yeah, basically, the Streel operates a mine. Well, they operate lots of mines, but this particular one is about 400 kilometers, 500 kilometers away from Pale. It's by a little village called Rosegard. And there have been a number of material disappearances from the mine. Supplies and things like that have gone missing over the last few months. And then just the day before the adventure starts, the computer tech at the mine was found dead. And you guys are being sent out to figure out what's going on. That's the short form.
Yeah, it planning charges for the mine is what my first job was. Okay. Okie dokie.
All right. Any other questions? If not, we'll go ahead and wrap this up for tonight. Let everybody out there on the East Coast go to sleep. And everybody out here in the Mountain Time Zone go to sleep, too.
Yeah, I'm going to run upstairs and catch up with the relatives. I've got a sister and brother-in-law that decided they're going to do all 50 states in 50 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's ambitious.
They're going to work from the road, work online, that kind of stuff. So, hey, when you're young, go ahead and do it, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
Yep, take advantage while you've got the stamina.
Best time to do it.
Alrighty.
All right, see you, Eric.
Yeah, take care. Yep.
See you guys.
Nice seeing everybody. Nice meeting everybody.
Yep,
nice meeting everyone.
Have a good one, and I'll see you guys on the Friday the 13th.
Yep. And it's the October one. It's the official.
Yeah,
that's real where it started.
I love the scheduling. Our first game is Friday the 13th. Our 01 is first day of August. Easy to remember when we started.
Yep. All right.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
See you later.
Take care.
Bye.
You guys have any last questions, Doug, Shane, Jerry?
No, I think I'm good.
I question about the character sheet. The PS on there, is that punching a score. Duplicate of the personality score?
No, punching. That's punching score. So one for you.
What is your strength?
20.
Ooh. Easy, is it? I don't know. Okay.
So that's a punching score of
one.
Divided by 20? So yep. It'll be one. Okay.
Yep. All right. So my job for the next 3 weeks is to get all of my maps uploaded into Roll20 so I can show them to you when they become relevant.
Hey, you gentlemen, have a good night.
All right. Night.
Thanks, you as well. Take care.
All right, well, we're signing off for those that are following along online. We actually managed to stream this whole thing once I got it going. So we'll see if it actually worked. Well, somebody said he was going to. Let's see if he's actually there. At least it says we have one viewer. So
we're world famous for that one viewer.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to play. He was one of the people who wanted to play but didn't make the lottery. So we'll see. I'll go back and see if it actually worked. I mean, I can see it updating. I've got the page up, and I can see it's got about a 30-second delay from when we record to when it actually streams out. But hopefully it worked. And I don't know what my computer's issue was earlier. The other thing that's interesting is every time I had tested this before with this particular headset, I got a lot of crackling in my headset. It wasn't going into the audio feed, but I'm not hearing that at all anymore. So this is working really nice.
Well, hey, a question, Tom.
Uh-huh.
I don't have enough money for an Everflame, but I'm wondering if I could have that as something he picked up long ago and been carrying around.
That's not a problem. You rolled pretty low on your starting money. Go ahead and add that.
Well, I'm thinking it's kind of his twitchy item. Alrighty.
How much did all of you have the sound quality coming in and out? Just curious about that, because I had still problems with that today.
I didn't have any issues at all. Well, no, there's every once in a while.
Yeah.
But I think I heard most of the people most of the time.
Okay. I was just curious, because sometimes when I'd ask him questions, especially, I can't remember the name of everybody now. He's offline. Zulki, whenever he was on, it was hard to hear him sometimes. He kept trailing off.
Oh.
So. Alrighty.
The sound is working much better now that I've gotten off roll 20. So.
Yeah.
Also, the lack of people on roll 20, I think, helped too.
True.
I mean, not so much with the sound because we're using Discord, but people fading in and out, their cameras cutting out sporadically. The more people on, the worse of a problem that seems to become lately.
It is, because I was reading about the technology they're using, and it's all peer-to-peer, so everybody's broadcasting to everybody, and so it's like 500 megabits a second per person on the line, and we have 7. So that's a 3.5 gigabits of data being transmitted.
Oh, wow.
So if your internet connection is not quite that beefy, it could potentially be laggy for you. So now I don't know what video setting that represents, but and I dropped mine down to low because it didn't seem to make any difference. Plus, I'm using a super old webcam that can't do more than 680 by or 640 by 420 anyways. Because that happens to be the webcam I have. So, I bought it.
So maybe cutting out the video might be an idea at some point.
Yeah, it might be.
Once we have characters on a tabletop, figures or icons, that'll help.
Yeah.
Which we associating won't ourselves do, with those.
I mean, well, that'll happen occasionally, but we'll see how much that ends up happening, how much of a crutch the maps become for me. But and the other option might be for everyone else to not receive anything on Roll20, audio or video, and only broadcast video to me, so you only have the one stream going out, and that might help everybody. I don't have an issue. I've got 100 megabits coming into my 100 gigabit 100 megabits coming into my house, so I don't have an issue on bandwidth that in that regards. And at some point, I will call the city and have them come upgrade my system, because it's supposed to have been upgraded already to 100 megabits each direction. I actually have 60 in and 10 out right now, but it's they've upgraded the network in the city to fiber, and so I'm supposed to be 100-100, but I was out of town the week they were supposedly doing it, and they've never followed up with me, and I keep forgetting to follow up with them. So that might be an option. That way, people watching, I'll have all your videos, and they'll be here on my screen and on the stream. So that might be an option as well if it becomes an issue for everyone receiving video. And then, yeah, you guys will have just the maps. You'll be able to see the maps and everything on Roll20 and the little icons. So
I feel like that might work best. I'm just seeing how much things cut out today.
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried about
that. And you could always try that yourself next time, Shane. You just go over into the settings tab and just broadcast to others, video only, receive nothing.
Okay.
In Roll20 and just see if that helps you. Okay. People can do that on an individual basis for themselves. It just means you won't see everybody's faces. So, okay, well, I'm going to turn the stream off at least, and if anybody has any last questions.
No, we're good.
Nope.